Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. Hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifestation Bay podcast. I am currently recording this from the beautiful island of Bora Bora. If you've been following my stories last week, you'll know that my husband, my son, and I, the three of us, spent an entire week in Bora Bora that came to me as a surprise, a complete surprise that I didn't know about until 2 weeks before the flight, where my husband looked at me and was like, I know what you need, Catherine. You need an international destination, workcation, babycation, because it's not a real vacation when you have a toddler with you, right? Am I right, parents? It's called parenting in a different location. My mom, who is our nanny and lives with us, she's actually on a real vacation in Costa Rica. So it's just the three of us, and we're having a grand old time doing our thing here on this beautiful island, one of my favorite places. If you ever get the chance to go to Four Seasons Bora Bora, or honestly, any of the hotels in Bora Bora are great. I hear the St. Regis is great. The St. Regis is right next to Four Seasons, so that's why it's top of mind. Highly, highly, highly recommend. Okay, so yesterday I was swimming in the lagoon with my son, and I had a breakthrough. I had this thing download in my head, this question that gave me, was actually inspired by a fear of mine of having a second child and bringing a second child into my life where I already feel so overwhelmed by my first child. He is a very high energy toddler. I also run a business. My husband's just as busy as I am. And it's just a little crazy town, you know? It's one of those seasons of life. It's a phase of life where it's a little crazy town, and I've just surrendered to the fact that it's going to be this way for a few years, and that's okay. I've always known that I have, you know, two biological kids of mine and possibly one who is an adopted child or comes into my life some way later on. These are just fun little downloads about my spirit babies. I know I have three, but two of them come, you know, from pregnancy of my own. And at the same time, I'm so afraid to bring in that second child because I'm like, what the fuck? Am I really going to add chaos to my life right now? Should I get it over with and do it right now? Or should I space them out by 10 years? You know, like, these are just questions I'm asking myself. And I've been going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And my friends are now pregnant with their second babies or actively trying for their second babies. And so I'm just kind of over here like, all right, when do I do this? What's the perfect timing? And then I'm like, no shit, I feel stuck. It's because I'm focusing on perfect timing and not focusing on what would I do if I had no fear of the situation. So there's this question that I asked myself that gave me clarity that I needed to understand what decisions, even aside from the second baby decision, what decisions am I making from fear and what decisions am I making from genuine desire? And genuine desire comes with the assumption that all is always going to work out. So that's how you can understand what your genuine desires are, is coming from the assumption that
no matter what you choose, everything is always going to work out. So under that presumption, what are you going to choose, right?
I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there.
So the number one question to ask yourself, this is what inspired this whole podcast, because I'm like, holy shit, this gave me so much clarity. I really want to share this question with my people, my loves, my babes, my podcast listeners. Number one question to ask yourself that reveals everything about your potential and where you're supposed to go and what reveals to you where you're still playing small. And so here's the question that I ask myself. If I could delete the feeling of fear from my life, or if I could delete the feeling of fear from this decision, what decision would I make? So rephrased, if you could delete the feeling of fear from your life, what would you do differently? How would you show up differently? What would you pursue? What would you say yes to? What would you say no to? What would your life look like? Would you still be in the relationship that you're in right now? Yes, no. Would you decide to have children? Would you decide to have more children? What is the timing in which you would decide to have those children? Would you decide to not have children? Would you change careers? Would you change something about your business and the way that your business is going and the way that you're marketing or promoting or finding clients or doing discovery calls or not doing discovery calls? Would you choose to be a corporate baddie? Would you work for this company or that company? What would you say and to whom? Are there any unexpressed desires or unexpressed concerns that you have that have been unaddressed due to fear? Where would you go? Are you avoiding traveling somewhere because you're fearful of the uncertainties of going to a brand new country, maybe by yourself or even with your family, just that uncertainty? Are you afraid of flying? And so maybe that's the thing that's holding you back. What dreams would you no longer deny yourself? So this is going to be a really short podcast episode. Like literally this is it. But I suggest to you to open up your journal this week, meditate on this question, right? If you could delete the feeling of fear from your life, or if you could delete the feeling of fear when it comes to XYZ, what would you do differently? It's all about deleting fear. If fear was non-existent, meditate on this question, open up your journal, journal on it. Take this question to a breathwork session. I love breathwork for this exact reason. It's such a great way to open up your intuition, or just mentally ask yourself this question and just ponder on it. Like if you're swimming in the lagoon of Bora Bora and you just happen to be swimming with your son, you know, like see what comes through and just see and just witness what comes out of it. I promise you're going to be absolutely amazed by what parts of your life are still being run by fear and which ones aren't. And the thing is that fear isn't an ingredient in the recipe of taking aligned action. It's so important to know that we can feel fear. Yes, there's nothing wrong with feeling fear. We can even be fearful. There's nothing wrong with fear itself. But the point of all of this is, are you acting on fear? The point is not to act on fear, because acting on fear only creates more fear. So whatever decisions you make from fear only create more unaligned or misaligned scenarios and experiences and outcomes in your life. So you can feel fear, absolutely, because we have our survival brain that's wired for survival and feel fear, but it's all about having discernment and recognizing that we can consciously decide what we really want to decide, as if fear was deleted, even if we still fear it, right? And then making the decision that's coming from this scenario in your mind that you're just making up, like if fear didn't exist, if it wasn't anything that I felt, if I could just fucking delete it, what would I decide to do? And act on that and just see what comes out of that. Okay? I'm going to leave you here. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please share it with someone you love who you think could really benefit from this super duper short episode, very rare episode by Catherine Zinkina. And I just want to say, I so appreciate your reviews on my podcast. It would mean the world to me if you left a review. It takes like 5 seconds, maybe like 10 seconds. If you want to write me a message, I would so appreciate it. And with that being said, I'll catch you in the next episode. Mwah. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.